Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. That's right, it's your favorite weatherman, Christian Hornick-Finneran, with some news for you headed into this two-day weekend. What's that news? We potentially might turn that two-day weekend into a three-day weekend. Possibly, potentially, we'll talk about it later. First, we'll take a live look outside to the Music Pier. As you can see, the snow from last week's turbulence and snowstorm has dissipated. It's gone away. There's no more residual snow, but there is a lot of wind. So be careful when you're opening those storm doors, because the wind, it's strong enough to knock those doors right off their hinges. Now, moving into our regional map, as you can see, there's nothing here. However, if we zoom out and take a look at the national map, you can see that there is some turbulence and some precipitation moving up to the East Coast. And that's going to have some implications for us, because obviously we live in New Jersey. And that those implications might affect whether or not we have a snow day on Sunday or not. Now, what's really interesting about the current conditions is that it's way higher than it was earlier in the week. It was dipping down into the low teens and low 20s. However, now it's picked up and it's gotten to 50, so that's pretty out of the blue. Probably explains why there's no more residual snow on the Music Pier. And also, what's interesting, the regional temperatures, as you can see, things around here, and even inland as well, as you go into Baltimore and Lancaster, things are at the very lowest of the low 40s, with a high in Dover of 52. Now, look, I hope that you aren't crazy, but in case you are like my father, here are the high tides and low tides if you're going to go surfing. Okay, now here, in the words of Mr. Earl, is where things get very important. Okay, so what's interesting about this? There's going to be snow Saturday night into Sunday morning. That's where all the snow, we're going to get about 6 to 7 inches, and that's going to coagulate into Sunday morning. However, in Sunday afternoon, we're going to get some light precipitation, because that precipitation that we saw in the national map is going to move over to the East Coast towards us, and then it's going to hit us, and we're going to get that rain. So depending on the severity of that precipitation, depending on the severity of that rain, will determine whether or not there's enough snow on that Monday, morning to cause a snow day or not. So, what does that mean for you? Get on your knees and begin to pray and hope that the rain will go away. Ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for us on this great whatever day of the week it is. Thank you very much.